Former Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz is out as Attorney General nominee and out of a job after he resigned from the House of Representatives when he was nominated. Despite that, Gaetz could still be back in Congress this January. Gaetz resigned on November 14th with the following letter to Speaker Mike Johnson. "Sir, I hereby resign as a United States Representative for Florida's 1st Congressional District, effective immediately. And I do not intend to take the oath of office for the same office in the 119th Congress to pursue the position of Attorney General in the Trump administration." The House Book of Precedent states resignations cannot ordinarily be withdrawn, so it's final for the 118th Congress. But the 119th will begin January 3rd, and Gaetz won re-election for his district in the Florida Panhandle by more than 30 points. Fox's Chad Pergram reports if Gaetz wants to be sworn in, he would have to withdraw the portion of the resignation letter that states, "I do not intend to take the oath of office for the same office in the 119th Congress." The House of Representatives may not be Gaetz's only option to get himself back on Capitol Hill. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is nominated to be President-elect Trump's Secretary of State, and as a respected member of the chamber, he's on a glide path to confirmation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is responsible for appointing a replacement. There are a number of names being floated: the president-elect's daughter-in-law Lara Trump, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody, and former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner. Gaetz could put his name up for consideration. DeSantis said he'll conduct vetting and interviews over the next several weeks and make a selection by the beginning of January.